May God keep you in all your days, dear family, and may He shield you in all your ways. Jesus began speaking, Claire, you are exhausted. Will you let me carry you? Yes, Lord Jesus, please. Don't reflect on how much comes out of you and how you feel. Lift your eyes heavenward and call to me immediately, and I will come to your rescue. I promise you, your latter years will be much more productive than all the others combined. So do not despair, my sweet spouse. Just have faith in me that I am a man God of my word. I have spoken it. I will do it. Lord, can you please remind me? I forget. I will remind you, and you will remember. What I am moving you into will require more of you than ever. But do not worry. You know I will supernaturally equip you for it all. We are doing this together. Thank you, Lord. Please protect us from the spiking and elevated level of radiation. Please. I have been protecting you all along, but I ask you to cooperate in faith. Trust me, believe in me, to do the things you are asking of me. Will you do that? I will. I have no reason not to. But your enemies insinuate differently. And if you hearken to their lying tongues, it shoots down your cooperation with me. I want to give you strength, but you must cooperate. Will you help me? Of course I will, if you don't take the bait. They would like you to lay down and take the bait, that you are this and you are that, and that it's really all over for you. Pull your sword out and cut off their heads. They are demons, not people. Have no qualms. My people, you are entering the arena. Only the best gladiators make it through alive. You are entering the arena in my armor, the precious blood. Your defense, they cannot conquer. It is mind games they are playing with you. The very moment you utter a negative thought, they are in. So these lying spirits wait for you to waver just 1 millimeter, and that's it. They're in. You cannot afford to continue in your old habits. You must change them. This will take force and immediate action. In truth, there needs to be a whole reversal of heart and mind attitudes in this community. You cannot move ahead with your old ways of thinking. You are more than conquerors. It begins in the mind. What you feed or enforce there determines the end. I am calling you all to discipline, which I will reward with a closeness to me you never believed possible. Come now, take my hand. And destroy those fiery arrows that are sent to rob you of your destiny. We read in Romans 12:2, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen.